September 6, Daniel 6:11-28, God sent his angel. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Daniel 6:16. Daniel was high in command. The accusing host of evil angels stirred up the presidents and princes to envy and jealousy. These agents of Satan sought to make his faithfulness to God the cause of his destruction. The king was ignorant of the subtle mischief purposed against Daniel. With full knowledge of the king's decree, Daniel still bows before his God, his windows being open. He considers supplication to God of so great importance that he would rather sacrifice his life than relinquish it. God did not prevent Daniel's enemies from casting him into the lion's den. He permitted evil angels and wicked men thus far to accomplish their purposes, but it was that he might make the deliverance of his servant more marked and the defeat of the enemies of truth and righteousness more complete. Through the courage of this one man who chose to follow right rather than policy, Satan was to be defeated and the name of God was to be exalted and honored. Early the next morning, King Darius hastened to the den and cried with a lamentable voice, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? The voice of the prophet replied, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths that they have not hurt me. Daniel in the lion's den was the same Daniel who stood before the king as chief among the ministers of state and as a prophet of the Most High. A man whose heart is stayed upon God will be the same in the hour of his greatest trial as he is in prosperity, when the light and favor of God and of man beam upon him. The power that is near to deliver from physical harm or distress is also near to save from the greater evil, making it possible for the servant of God to maintain his integrity under all circumstances and to triumph through divine grace.